Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I'm right now. I'm on the phone with my bank. I noticed a charge on my account from you, and I don't recall signing up for anything or buying anything from you.
All right, let me get the account pulled up. What's your first and last name?
William Kramer with a K, K-R-A-M-E-R.
All right, verify your address for security. Do you have them on the line?
I'm working on the dispute, so that's fine.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, are you filing a dispute? Are you filing a dispute with your bank?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, let me get you to verify your address for security purposes.
It's 17 Hinsdale Road, Whitney Point, New York, 13862.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here with your information matching. Did you sign up for a Wi-Fi booster for $7.95?
I don't recall doing that, no. When was that?
It was on February the 16th.
No.
Okay. Did you receive anything? It says it was shipped out to you as well.
No. I received one box of something that I didn't order, and I just wrote return to sender on it and sent it right back because I didn't recognize what it was. And that came out of Chicago.
Oh, okay. All right, so basically this is how it works. We have our own fraud department. Usually that's what we do is we file it. You file it with us, but now if you're going to dispute it with them, you can't file it with us. Or either if you do dispute it with them and you want to be refunded, they're not going to be able to file a dispute. If they do, it has to be dropped.
Okay. Well, I guess... I don't know. I guess I'll keep filing with them then.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get that note in the account. Keep in mind, if it does result in a chargeback, we will not be able to provide you with a refund after that's done.
Hello, man.
I'm just waiting for you to see what they say there.
Oh, well, they told me if I file a dispute with you that they can't give me a refund. Is that kosher?
They're saying that if you do file a dispute, they're not going to honor the dispute is what they say.
Yeah, then they won't give me a refund if I file a dispute.
Okay, are they planning to give you a refund if you don't file the dispute?
I'll ask her. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Did you hear the bank lady?
Yeah, I heard what she said. Yeah, that's what I told you. If you don't file a dispute,
I
you can file
that
with us, and then we'll take care of it for you.
Does that mean I'm going to get my money back then?
Correct.
Okay, then I will put a hold on filing with the bank then.
Oh, then no, they have to drop it completely.
Yep.
And if they don't come through with giving you the dispute, then you can always call back with us. Now, did you want me to reopen your card or keep your card closed?
You can reopen it. And if I have any other problems, I will be back in touch with you then.
Okay, well, you have to hold the line, okay, for a moment. I just want to reopen your card.
Okay. All right, doing that.
Okay, one moment.
And she's going to drop everything, so...
Give me 1 second. All right, so we'll go ahead with the fraud process. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Yeah, I didn't order any Wi-Fi equipment. I just got a brand new outfit from Spectrum. Well, within a month. So I don't have any need for Wi-Fi stuff.
Oh, okay.
They came and they took my whole house up.
Well, you're right. You wouldn't need anything then.
No, I got internet phone. I got TV. I got internet, Wi-Fi, all that stuff.
Oh, you got the whole package, huh?
Yeah, it was a decent price. The 1 year price. It's $40.90 a month, so can't beat that.
You got that, or I don't blame you.
Hello.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for making a visit. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
1 second.
Alrighty.
All right, give me 1 second. Looks like, well, I think I already know everything. Yeah. So basically, give the refunds about 3 to 5 business days starting tomorrow. Since they've got your card turned back on, you shouldn't have an issue with getting it on there. If you do, we can always send out a check, but you shouldn't have an issue. Did they give you the cancellation number?
Yeah, let me get it. Okay.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
It's going to be 259.
Okay.
019.
900. Okay, thank you.
All right, so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, goodbye.